The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be writing number 493 for Monday, April 13th, 2020. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, a podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr. And I feel like I have one productive day for about every three or four unproductive days, and for that I apologize. Did not get an Artist's Way podcast out last week. I did do my reading fairly good on my morning pages. I'm still not hitting three a day, but at least I'm getting journaling done every day. I find myself obsessed with numbers lately. Everything from my word count, which is zero, to my step count, which was good until I got a big blister on the bottom of my foot and had to lay off for a little bit, to world, U.S., North Carolina, and Durham County COVID-19 cases, to turnip prices in Animal Crossing, and what else? There were a couple more numbers I was tracking. It's just getting more and more numbers based. It's an amusing distraction while not actually being distracted, or rather while not denying what's going on in the world. And this morning we had a number of storms and tornadoes go through the area just for, you know, to give us a new thing to stress about. And then my dog had to go to the vet at 8:30. So it's been a full day and it's only like 10 o'clock. 10:23. I had this big desire this morning to clean, and I realized it was not a desire to clean, it was a desire to procrastinate. I'm trying to recognize that in myself. But I have a 12:15 plan to go visit a friend in Animal Crossing, so I'm going to consider this morning work and that my reward, see if that helps. I was gratified to read, I'm a big fan of John Kovalik and Dork Tower, the comic strip and comic book, and he did all the art for the game Munchkin. Big fan of his. And the dog wants to come say hi. You found me. Well done. Yes, that is my mic. Okay. Now you found me. Now you can leave. There we go. Sorry about that. And I support his Patreon, and I got a report today about how this whole thing's been affecting him. And he has not been able to do anything. And like me, he's got a big house and one kid and the ability to shelter at home, and, you know, nothing really bad is happening, but yet he's been, like, personally right here, and yet he's still been very stressed out and unable to work. The Hugo nominations were announced last week, as I said, and very gratified to hear that Escape Pod got a nomination. But after the nominations, I mean, we knew about it for a couple of weeks, but after they were announced, the next day, I just felt annoyed and dissatisfied. And then I felt guilty, because that's not supposed to be the feelings you're supposed to feel after having an award nomination. So it took me a while to process why I was feeling that way. And I think it's because, after experiencing WorldCon a couple of times, I realized that, for me, the true reward in getting a Hugo nomination is being at WorldCon, being part of a group of nominees that you like and admire, going to the reception early, sitting in the nominee section during the ceremony, going to the after party if George R. R. Martin will let you in. And it's all of those things, because all of those are sort of guaranteed. You don't have to win the Hugo to experience all that. And so I tried to manage my expectations by saying, if I'm nominated, I've already won because I get all that stuff. However, this year, none of that's happening because, well, New Zealand's going to be virtual. And so that's why I feel dissatisfied, because I knew we're not going to win, and the true prize was going to be being there as a Hugo nominee, and that is not going to happen. So that is why I felt weird, and I'm feeling like a big part of my 40s is just unpacking why I have certain emotions. So we're about 6 minutes in, and I've just been babbling. I promised you I'd talk about The Artist's Way, and I'm gonna. So in Finding Water, week three was uncovering a sense of support, which I felt really good, really spoke to me. It all speaks to me. It's all very useful. So one thing I loved, because I'm feeling an inability to work right now, one of the greatest disservices we can do to ourselves as artists is to make our work too special and too different from everybody else's work. To the degree to which we're normalizing our day, we have a chance to be both productive and happy. Let us say, as often the case, we are resistant to getting down to work. We have a choice. We can buy into our resistance, writer's block, painter's block, or we can simply say, I don't feel like working today, and I bet a lot of other people are in the same boat. And yeah, feeling that you are reluctant to work just like anybody else is reluctant to work during this time is a little bit better than, you know, putting your white scarf around yourself and your beret and saying, I have writer's block. The human being does not exist who is not procrastinated. Many human beings have devised stratagems to deal with their procrastinations. Suddenly we can avail ourselves of their help. We don't need to talk to another writer to be understood. I know I should, but I just can't make myself. It's something anyone can understand. Suddenly starting on the novel is just a chore, no more glorified than cleaning out the broom closet. You'll feel better once you've made a stab at it, which you can, with a little help from your friends. And the chapter's a lot about finding, even though it says you don't need to find another writer, you need to find people to be your support system. People you can lean on. Whether you talk, they understand the fact that you can't write, or they understand the fact that you can't work. Anyway, I got a lot out of this chapter. Reminds me to appreciate the people I turn to when I have problems. Apparently, Hemingway and Faulkner were good friends, even though they were very, very different. And reportedly, Hemingway urged Fitzgerald to trust his imagination and write freely. For Christ's sake, write and don't worry about what the boys say, whether it will be a masterpiece or what. Now, I don't know who the boys are, whether that's editors, readers, or writing peers, but I'm starting to see it as, personally, to me, that's going to be the inner critic. Just write the hell out of it, and don't worry about what the inner critic says. So that's it with Finding Water. And embarrassingly, I was unable to find The Artist's Way, so I bought the ebook. You're welcome, Julia Cameron. I think I'm going to try to summarize a couple of the chapters to catch up with where you guys are. So week one was recovering a sense of safety. Talks a lot about how so many people believe they could do something creative, and they let somebody tell them, even if it was their own quote-unquote common sense, they let somebody tell them, no, you can't. And brought up the concept of the shadow artist, which is the artist you want to be, the artist that lives in your head, but you don't allow to create. Week two is recovering a sense of identity, which a lot of it is dealing with self-attacks. And I'm looking at this thinking, maybe I need to go through and do Artist's Way and Finding Water at the same time, because self-attack thing is what I do best. I have this problem of, if I look at my to-do list and I'm so overwhelmed that I don't do any of it, I can feel generally like I've gotten nothing done. But if I tackle one thing, then my brain says I am actively avoiding all the other things on my list and I feel even worse, which makes no freaking sense. Because I got something done, which is better than getting nothing done. But my brain's a jerk. So this whole concept of not doing your self-attacks, not doing the, okay, I did it this week, but it's only temporary. Okay, I did morning pages, but I probably did them wrong. One thing this chapter addresses that may hit you hard, because it did me when I first went through The Artist's Way, was blocked friends. Because there are a lot of, you know, we're often drawn to similar creative people, whether they create or not. You just recognize that in other people. And if you have the courage to move forward and try to follow your creative dream, they might see that and see it as a threat to themselves. I often feel the alternate part of this. If somebody quits writing, I feel almost attacked. But I know that's ridiculous. I'm not saying I ever blame anybody. I'm just acknowledging the feeling I have and know that just because they quit doesn't mean I have to. But if you tell anybody that you're doing this, that you're going into your, you're going to be trying to go through your creative journey to try to figure out what your goals are, what you want to create, and move forward in a healthy way, there might be someone that wants to stop you because they're afraid to do it themselves. And I can probably guarantee that they're not going to appreciate the psychoanalysis of you telling them you're just afraid of doing it yourself, because that always sounds like you're just jealous, which, you know what, is often a true insult hurled. It's just jealousy often rears itself in ways that we recognize as something else. And oftentimes they'll sound like they mean well. They don't want you to suffer the fear of the crush of rejection. But that's just stopping you. That's holding you back. So I recommend reading that chapter if you haven't, or reading it carefully if you're going through it right now. This chapter also deals with what I call fear of success, and she calls skepticism, which is once you start on the concept of The Artist's Way, if things start working out for you, if you start to feel like you can create, if you start to identify the blocks in your life, if you start to get confidence about trying something new, then you're going to step back. And that is something that you're going through the system to not do. So it's important to recognize that in yourself. And it's hard. Sometimes you just want to step back and give yourself a big hug, especially right now. And sometimes you think, maybe I can stand out there in the wind and get the hug in an hour or so. Because my life right now is all about cookies and video games. And that needs to change. I'll get to week 3 later on this week, and then we'll be caught up to address week 4. Which I guess is this week. I'm just going over this to acknowledge what you guys are reading and encourage you, if you haven't started, to check it out. There's a lot more in there, but I admit that sometimes when she has the assignments to go through and list the people that support you, or list the things that make you happy, or list the things you've always wanted to do and stopped yourself from doing, I usually just list them out in my head. I don't actually write them down. And I'm thinking that it will cement in my head better if I write them down. So starting chapter 4 in Finding Water, which is Uncovering a Sense of Balance, I'm going to see if I can handle any and all of the assignments within. If you guys are having any problems or questions or enjoying or hating The Artist's Way, let me know. If you're a Patreon supporter, you can talk about it in the Discord, or if you're not a Patreon supporter, you can just email me directly. I'm curious to hear how people are going through this. I know it's a big leap of faith to often throw yourself spiritually at something. We're a very cynical world. And we like to think that something as simple as affirmations or positive thinking or creating a habit of getting up every morning and having a glass of water can improve anything. When in fact science has shown that all three of those things do improve things. So I'm curious. I admit, I'm willing to admit my failings in this. Like I said, I'm not doing the full 3 pages every time. Usually I'll skip a day. I did not skip a day this past 7 days. I did, I don't think. I did wait until last night to do my morning pages, but, you know, at least I got journaling in. And always, I hope you and yours are healthy and happy, or at least recovering. I hope the staying at home is not getting to you. I hope if you're actually working out in the world that you remain healthy and safe and have appropriate protections and all that. It's a tough time and we got to be there for each other. Who knew the apocalypse would be all about yoga pants and 6 feet apart from each other? I'm wearing jeans today and I feel like a damn hero. But I'm getting off topic. I'll go ahead and sign off and hope that I feel this good tomorrow in order to bring you more I Should Be Writing. If you got a question for me, mightymer@gmail.com. If you want to join us on the Discord, support at Patreon at just a dollar, patreon.com/mightymer. And on Twitter, I'm twitter.com/mightymer, where I pontificate about Animal Crossing and various other minutia, because a lot of times I don't want to deal with the maxnutia. Is that a word? I don't think it is. It is now. Yes. But after this, I'm going to damn well get my writing done. I'm going to do it. Because I should be writing and so should you be. And washing your hands and keeping 6 feet apart from people. And get some sleep. Sleep's good. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. The fact that Doctor Who is on TV.